You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
This morning we're going to come around the Word of God. It's so good to see you here this morning. The message is called Seek and Find. It's something that I want you to really know that this morning, that my key word for us through this message, my key word this morning for all of us in our relationship with God is intimacy. Intimacy with God. Intimacy with Him in relationship. In our relationship with God, that we have access to intimacy with God. We can know the Father heart of God. God says, those who love me, those who keep my commandments, it's those that I reveal myself to. You know, God wants to reveal through His Holy Spirit. He wants to reveal Himself to you today. So through this message, know that my key word to encourage your spirits to open up your heart this morning is that the Holy Spirit wants to have intimacy with you. Why? To reveal the Father. To reveal Jesus to you, to reveal how good and wonderful and merciful and great our God truly is this morning. So we're going to come around the Word this morning, but you're actually going to start to feel the Holy Spirit revealing God to you. Intimacy is going to come into your heart this morning like rivers of living water gushing forth, rivers of living water that give you life, that when you drink of these waters, you will never thirst for anything again, because He has your attention and you have His word. You have His heart. You have the Father this morning. So know that God is bringing our church. God is bringing our families. God is bringing our children. God is bringing us into a deeper level of intimate relationship with Him, where we know the voice of our Father. That the Holy Spirit wants to reveal Jesus to us. And there's three things that I want to talk to you about this morning. And this morning, I just want to share my heart. Because that's what I feel that the Father has told me to do this morning. And three things that I want to speak about is the call. The Holy Spirit comes to every single one of us this morning and He starts to call our hearts. He starts to call our lives. He starts to call our thinking. He starts to call us into a deeper relationship with Him. And you'll start to feel throughout your life, time and time again, the Holy Spirit coming to your heart and calling you into deeper fellowship so that He can reveal the Father heart of God to you. The second thing that I want to talk to you about is the chamber of God. You see, up until a couple of weeks ago, I didn't even know there was a chamber in God. I didn't know that God wanted to come and have chamber talk with His people. But I know that there's a chamber now, and I know that there is an invitation to every single person that belongs to Jesus Christ. It's a chamber where He talks to you about that intimate relationship that you can come into. And thirdly, I want to talk about God's invitation to us. Because there's an invitation coming to our hearts. It's not just one invitation at salvation. It's invitation day in and day out, time and time again, where the Holy Spirit calls you. Why? To reveal Jesus to your heart, that you know Him. And not just know Him, you know Him intimately, that you can fellowship with Him daily, that you can hear the Father heart of God talking to you. Why? So you fall in love with Him. I'm so in love with my God. I'm so in love with my Father. I am His daughter. I am His chosen. I am His consecrated. I have been separated to my God to be in deep, intimate fellowship with Him. And for those who don't know me, I'm a pastor here at the church. My name's Naomi. But as many people know, it was about 25 years ago I went to India for the first time. And this is what I feel God that He wants me to tell you about this morning and speak to you. 25 years ago, I went to India and I came into this moment of a wall. And at this wall, it was great frustration because things weren't happening the way I thought they were going to happen over there. You know, I'd gone on holidays from my job. I'd spent all this money getting my plane ticket. And I thought, well, God, I'm not really seeing anything in India. I'm on a missions trip, but why am I here? What are You showing me? And I got so frustrated that I went into my room and I started to pray. And I didn't just pray, I started to shout out to God because I was hitting a wall in the natural. But the thing about our God is that walls in the natural don't scare Him. walls in the natural just an opportunity for us to get over because of his power. And so I went into my room and I prayed and I shouted out to God and I cried out to God. And in that moment, I heard his voice. And he said, go downstairs. And when you go downstairs, there's a little girl who's going to be 8 years of age. And I want you to tell her about the Holy Spirit. And so I couldn't see outside my room. It was all concrete. And I went downstairs and there was this little girl. And this led to days of seeing the Holy Spirit reveal Jesus. Days of the Holy Spirit revealing visions and dreams and the power of God that I never even knew existed could be true. But there was one little girl, because probably between 50 and 80 kids came during that week. And it's really funny, I kind of only just remember one girl and I don't remember the other kids. But 2 weeks ago, I just went to India again and I met one of the other kids, and her name is Sarah. And that's who God wants me to tell you about today, is Sarah. Sarah came up with Esther. Esther said, come on, the Holy Spirit's here. Do you want to come? She's like, okay. Because at this church was an orphanage, and Esther was the daughter of a pastor's family. But Sarah didn't have a mum and Sarah didn't have a dad. Sarah was a part of the orphanage. And so that day she was wandering around and Esther came and get her and said, Sarah, come up. The Holy Spirit's here. You have to come and see this. So she came from the orphanage and she came upstairs and in that moment the power of God came upon her, so much so that she couldn't even stand up, so much so that she went into this trance-like dream state where she was hearing from God and she was seeing heaven, she was seeing Jesus, she was seeing things that she had never seen before, she was hearing things from God our Father that she had never heard from an earthly father. She was coming into this chamber with God. She was coming into this intimate fellowship with God, her Father. When you don't have a natural father, and then the Father of God is presented to you, imagine what that's like to a child who's thirsty, who hasn't had water. God became her stream in her desert. And when I saw this child came in, I never understood her story. I never even knew she was a part of the orphanage. I didn't even know her name. But she was just one of the kids. But 2 weeks ago when I went back to India, she shared her story to me and I just couldn't believe her. She said, you know, I came to the orphanage because my mother kept trying to kill my brother and I. And so we had to be freed from my mother. We had to be rescued to safety of the orphanage because she kept trying to take our life all the time. I didn't know my father, and my only image of my mother was trying to take our lives. And so we were rescued by the orphanage to come into safety. Because she goes, I remember that day I was 9 years of age and Esther came to me and said, you need to come up here. You need to come up here. She said, I wasn't really sure where I was coming to, but I just came with Esther, my friend. And what happened is that I met a savior. You see, all I had known was hopelessness. I didn't even understand that you could have hope. When my own mother is trying to take my life and my brother's life, when I don't know my father, I had no hope. But when I came into that room, when I met Jesus, I came into a vision where I actually saw the face of Jesus. I actually met Jesus and he became my father and I actually saw him as my savior. She got saved, she got healed, she got set free, she got delivered, she got filled with the Holy Spirit and her life has been changed forever. And that day, and I can't even remember this, but God spoke to her through me. These weren't my words. God spoke to her through me and said, one day, Sarah, you're going to be a pastor. You're going to be a pastor and you're going to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to those around you. So 2 weeks ago, I had this phone call from, in my head was this 9-year-old little girl, but is now a 34-year-old woman. And she said, I have to come and see you. I've heard you're in India. I'm coming with me and my husband. And we're going to travel because they're out in the villages, hours away. We're going to travel. We're going to come to see you. And so I'm waiting for this moment on the Saturday. And in walks Sarah, not a 9-year-old girl anymore, a 34-year-old woman with her husband. And she falls into my arms and just bursts into tears. Just crying. Because I'm from that moment. She's from that moment. And that moment is where she met Jesus, is where she met a Savior, is where she met a Redeemer, is where she met a Healer. And from that day forth of seeing the face and coming into intimate knowledge of Jesus Christ, she has never left his side because he has never left her side. And she said, I need to tell you something. I'm a pastor. I've married a pastor. My husband is a pastor and we have two girls and we run our own church in the villages. And I said, I can't believe this is amazing. And she goes, you spoke over me as a 9-year-old girl and you said that I would be a pastor. I'm here to testify, Naomi, that I am a pastor. God was true. God was right. And she said, my life was safe that day. Everything that I had saw up until that point was so black and so filled with hopelessness. From that day, the light of Jesus came in and invaded through the darkness. And now, where there was a wilderness, there is a road that is so clear. Where there was such a desert, there's such a stream in my innermost being. And from that day forward, rivers of living water have been flowing from my belly. And it was a couple of weeks ago before I went to India. I was at a Connect group one night and I started to cry. I started just to cry. I just felt it come all over me. I started to laugh first, and that was the joy of the Lord. And I welcome that anytime, God. I will not fear it. I'm not embarrassed of it. I want the joy of the Holy Spirit. But then I started to cry this deep, 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 deep crying, grieving. And the reason why I heard this, why I had this deep grieving, is because I heard the Holy Spirit saying, before I went to India at a Connect group, I heard him saying, Sarah, 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 Sarah. And I kept hearing him call the name Sarah over and over again. And I just kept crying. I thought, I just don't know why I'm grieving and why I'm crying so deeply by hearing this little girl's name, Sarah. And so as I went on hearing this, I didn't really know what God meant. He hadn't revealed anything from just that name. But then when I was over in India, before I met Sarah on that Saturday, I heard the Holy Spirit say, Sarah, 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 tell Sarah I'm calling her. Tell Sarah I'm calling her back to the place where I found her, because I don't want her just to be the one to experience my saving love. I don't want her just to be the only one to know me as the Redeemer and the Deliverer and the Restorer. But tell Sarah I'm calling her to come back into a deeper place of fellowship with me, and I'm going to start to speak to her, and I'm going to start to reveal my Father, heart of God, so it doesn't just stay an experience just for her, but she can give it out to the hurting world that is around her in the villages that she's ministering. Tell her that I want Sarah to move in the supernatural power of God. It's not just her to have visions and dreams and to be filled with rivers of living water, but I want her, Sarah, to minister to the people, to minister to those who are hurting, to minister to those who need to be rescued, to minister to those who have been orphaned, and to tell them, I am the beneficiary of the God who saved me, and you can have this revelation too. And so when I met Sarah in that place, I said, Sarah, I've got a word for you. And her eyes looked up at me wide. And I said, Sarah, this is what I heard. God is calling you. Sarah, Sarah, spirit to spirit. Deep calls unto deep. Sarah, 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 I'm calling you to come back to that place where you knew me so intimately in visions and dreams and the power of the Holy Spirit that saw children under the power of God for up to 4 to 8 hours at a time. 8 and 9-year-old children do not sit still. But when they're under the power of God, parents pray for the power of God. I said to Esther when I went back there, she was 8, now she's 33. And I said, it's like I actually have to get to know you for the first time, because you're under the power of God all the time, so I didn't really speak much. Sarah was being called. Sarah was being called. That's the power of God's call upon your life. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "Then with a deep longing, you will seek me." Sarah's spirit was so empty and so filled with hopelessness. She had a deep longing that she wasn't even aware of. "Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart." And that's the question that we have to ask ourselves. Is there a deep longing in your heart that wants to search for the truth, which is Jesus Christ? "Then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity, and you will find me." What a promise. You will find me, not if, not maybe. You will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Isaiah 55:6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." You know, what does this mean? Seek the Lord while he may be found. It means to know. God wants you to know his heart. God wants you to know him. John 17:3 says, "And this is eternal life." It means to know, to perceive, recognize, become acquainted with, and understand you, the only true and real God, and likewise to know him, Jesus, as Christ, whom you have sent. Psalm 91:15, "He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and I will honor him." And I think about Sarah and I think about this scripture, John 14, "I will not leave you orphaned." This is the same promise that he has to every single one of us today. "I will not leave you orphaned. I'm coming back. In just a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you're going to see me because I am alive and you're about to come alive. At that moment, you will know absolutely that I am in my Father and you're in me, but I'm in you." What Jesus means is that you will be spiritually alive. Your eyes will be opened. Your mind will understand and comprehend, and your hearts will be alive, and you will really see God. He is the supplier of your needs. Philippians 4:19, "And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." He wants to meet your needs. I love that when Jesus came to this earth, he was meeting the needs of the people. We need to understand that people who don't know Jesus personally, they cannot connect to a God in the sky. They connect to a God who meets and supplies their every need, filled until full. And it is the church that God is rising up, that you are filled until full with this measure of the Holy Spirit, the same full measure that Jesus Christ had when he walked the earth, that you can see people set free, that you can see people delivered, that you can see people healed, you can see people fed, just as Jesus did when he walked the earth. When he walked the earth, he was feeding the thousands. He was healing blind eyes. He was setting the captives free. He was healing the brokenhearted. And this same measure of the Holy Spirit that he had and walked in and fulfilled the needs of the people is the same measure of the Holy Spirit that you have within you to see children and people and families that do not know Jesus, that they go from thinking God is just in the sky to a God who is personal, who shall supply all their needs according to the riches of his glory. And that is the church that God is rising up within you. And that's the church I want to be. My God will liberally supply, filled unto full. Filled unto full. God wants you to be filled unto full, until it's full and spilling over to the people that are around you, so that they can experience the riches of his glory that are in Christ Jesus. He wants to meet your needs. He wants to meet the needs of his people. Many men have told us the truth, but no man ever embodied it like Jesus Christ. No teacher has ever embodied the truth except for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ embodies the truth of everything that the kingdom of God is. And that same Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is now in you and wants to meet the needs of people. The second thing that I want to talk about is chamber talk. Jeremiah 29:13, again, then with a deep longing, you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. But don't forget, those who search him will find him. There is a promise here that we can actually obtain, that when you seek God, it's not in the nebulous. It's not going to take 55 years. When you seek him, the word of God says, you shall find him. And every time you find him, you will find something new about him that makes you fall in love with him, that takes you into a greater intimacy of relationship with your Father, revealing who he is. Those who love me and keep my commandments, it's those that my Father reveals himself to. You can find him this morning. Matthew 6:6 says, but whenever you pray, go into your innermost chamber and be alone with Father God, praying to him in secret, and your Father who sees all you do will reward you openly. But what does this mean? Whenever you pray, to go into your innermost chamber and be alone with God. You know, I was reading when I was overseas, I was just reading this in a commentary, but I kind of read past it because I thought, oh, it's not really relevant to what I'm preparing at the moment. But it became very relevant a few days later. And it talks about a custom of the chamber which obtained both at the courts of the Roman emperors and of the Eastern kings. At these courts, there were a very select group of men called the friends of the king or the friends of the emperor. At all times, they had access to the king. Think about it. The king chose a group of men. An emperor chose a group of men that at any time they had access to his chamber. That in the morning, those men were the first people to hear exactly what was on the heart and the mind of the king or the emperor. Before he even went to his politicians, before he even went to the heads of his army, it was these group of men that had this intimate fellowship, who had this access to the king to hear his heart and to hear his mind. Before he talked to his generals, before he talked to his rulers, before he talked to his statesmen, it was the friends of the king who had the closest and the most intimate connection with him. But Jesus calls us to be friends and friends of God. What a tremendous opportunity and offer and invitation to be a friend of God. It's an offer that I'm not just going to talk about. It's an offer that I'm going to take up because I want to be a friend of God. I want to know what my Father is saying. I want to see what my Father is seeing, because the kingdom of heaven comes to the kingdom of earth. And that's the access I want from that realm to this realm. Why? Because I want to see blind eyes open. I want to see the deaf being able to hear. I want to see the needs of people around me in my world met by a loving Savior who I know to be true. I stand on that truth, but I want to walk in that authority, and I know that is the desire of every single one of our hearts. I know that you don't want to walk past a brokenhearted person and leave them brokenhearted. I know you don't want to walk past somebody with cancer and walk past them. I know that that is not the desire of your heart. You need to understand that this morning that you have access to the king's heart, that you are the very first one that he speaks to know his heart, to know his mind, what it means when a person comes in front of you with great need, that you have access to a Father who speaks about that need. And because the Holy Spirit lives and breathes and resides and dwells in you, he's in in partnership with you. You don't go to that person with cancer alone. You go with the power of the Holy Spirit, who knows how to deliver that spirit of affliction that is attacking that body, and you can see them set free. You have access this morning. You are a friend of God this morning. You have authority this morning. The same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead. Let me tell you, that's who's living in you. That's who's living in you. Blind eyes open. That's who's living in you. Broken hearted, restored. That's who's living in you. Feeding 5,000. That's who's living in you. You have the Spirit without measure. Just as Jesus had the Spirit without measure, so do you. And I started to read about this information because that's all it was. It was just information. It was just a commentary. Interesting. Not really relevant at that moment, and I could just pass some by. And I read it and I skimmed it over. Song of Songs says this in 1 verse 4, draw me into your heart. We will run away together into the king's cloud-filled chamber. I'm going to read that again. Draw me into your heart, which has been my prayer for months now. We will run away together into the king's cloud-filled chamber. On a plane flight over there from KL to India, I was on this plane flight and suddenly this became so relevant to me and so real. And I was in this plane flight, and just as it says here, a cloud-filled chamber. I just read that in the last couple of days and I thought, that is the best way to explain exactly what I was in on that plane. I felt like I went into a cloud-filled chamber where I wasn't asleep, but I felt like I was in this trance. And I just felt like I was in the realm of the Holy Spirit. It was like nothing around me actually mattered. Nothing around me had my attention in that one moment. The only thing that had my full attention was the presence of Almighty God. And I knew I was in this cloud-filled chamber. And I didn't really even know what it was, but I could hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And I was in the realm of the Spirit where I was seeing in the Spirit. I was seeing visions. I was seeing what God wanted to show me. Jesus said, I only ever do what my Father is showing me. Do you realize that there is a realm in the Spirit that you can see just as Jesus saw? Because God wants to reveal visions to you to make it so plain that when you see it, you know exactly what to do. God has the supernatural realm for you to see in. And in this moment, this word was coming alive to me. I was in this cloud-filled chamber where I felt the presence of God was so heavy and weighty upon me with the glory of God. This was something only that God could do. And I was this bystander in the moment, watching God move, watching what God was showing to me in the Spirit. I was hearing the words of my Father, I could hear the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues through me. When I wasn't speaking in tongues, He was speaking in tongues through me, because that's what speaking in tongues is when the Holy Spirit prays through your spirit. You have direct access from your spirit to God through the Holy Spirit. His prayers, when He prays through you, are accurate. They take you to truth. They take you to Jesus Christ. And in this moment, that's what the Holy Spirit was doing. He was taking me direct access to Jesus Christ. Did you know this morning that you have this same access? It is direct access because of the Holy Spirit, through your spirit, that you can see what the Father is showing you, that you can hear what the Father is saying to you, because my God wants to reveal His ways, His love, His presence, His knowledge to us. You have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ, which means you have the knowledge of a Father who knows all things. Do you want to have clarity? Do you want to know what the Father is showing you? Do you want to know what the Father knows? I do. And I was in this state for about 2 hours. And the presence of God was so real. And then the plane flight came to an end. And I still really didn't understand what had happened. I knew the presence of God enough to know that that's what it was. I knew that I'd heard, I knew that I'd seen clearer than what I'd ever seen before in the realm of the Holy Spirit, but I didn't really understand yet this scripture. Draw me into your heart. We will run away together into the King's cloud-filled chamber. And that's really what it was. He drew me. This morning, He's drawing you. He wants to continually, daily, have this intimate level of relationship with you, and He wants to draw you daily. It says, draw me into your heart. Is that your prayer today? Is that what your spirit is crying out for? That's what my spirit is crying out for. God, draw me into your heart. Your heart that you sent your Son to die on a cross for us to save mankind. Your heart that is so large. Your heart that is so full. Draw me into your heart, God, where you don't leave anybody orphaned, where you restore, where you deliver, where you redeem, where you save. Draw me into the fullness of your heart, God. We will run away together with everything clamoring for the attention of ourselves today. God is saying, you can come away. We can run away together where you can hear what I'm saying to you clearly, where you can see what it is that I'm showing you into the King's cloud-filled chamber. It's just you and I. Intimacy. Just God, listen to me, just God, creator of the universe, just God and me. Do you know how close I am to Him in that moment where I can hear the whisper of His voice, where you can feel Him on your cheek, where you can feel Him right next to you because He lives inside of you? That's the access that intimacy is talking to you about. He wants to draw you away into this cloud-filled chamber that you can run away together. Why? To be one with Him. As Christians, we need to know what we have. Direct access, we need to know what it is that we have. A couple of days went by. I'd had this experience, not really understanding that it was a cloud-filled chamber. A couple of nights later, I was looking at something on my phone and just trying to relax because I'd done two meetings that day. I was in my room and suddenly I heard the most beautiful whisper. And I just heard chamber talk. And I thought, in that moment, do you know, I knew exactly what that meant, but I didn't know what it meant. Because your spirit understands what the Father is saying to you. Your spirit knows Him. And in that moment, I just knew without God saying anything, I knew I had to put all distraction aside and I just had to offer myself as a living sacrifice in obedience to what it was that God wanted to do. This is not just words on a paper. Can I tell you, relationship with God is not just words on a paper. It is to be experienced. It is to be changed. It is to be transformed. It is to go from glory to glory to glory to glory. And that glory is going to manifest through you into the needs of the people around you and bring transformation not only to yourself but to the city that you live in. It's the transformation that I desire, to a city of Geelong to be changed, set free, delivered, healed and restored. And in this moment, I put all things aside and I have never heard the Holy Spirit so clearly. And I have never seen in the Spirit so accurately and so clearly. And I know that there's so much more for me to see. But up until this point, at 21 years of age, no, not believable. Up until this point, I just never thought that this existed. I never even knew that there was a chamber. I never even knew that intimacy could look like this. And for the next couple of hours, the Holy Spirit just spoke with me, showed me things, just stretched my capacity. He removed inadequacies, things that I did not need for this next season of my journey. He delivered me from, He restored me from, He set me apart from. because that's the power of the Holy Spirit. He wants to remove all of your inadequacies because he wants you to walk in freedom. Freedom is not just a word. It's to be experienced. It's to be walked out in. It's to be lived in, to go from glory to glory, set free, transformed. That's the desire of my heart. Is that the desire of yours this morning? Because I know it is. I know that's the desire of your heart this morning. When we love somebody with our whole heart, we're really only alive when we're there with that person. I saw things, I heard things. It's a place he shows you treasure. I didn't know that there was more. I didn't know intimacy could look like that. And it has strengthened my faith even more. And I've talked to you about how my faith has been so strengthened through this journey. But to the point now, God, I'll believe even what you show me. Sometimes God gives you visions. Sometimes God gives you dreams. And what we do as Christians is we put them down in a little box and go, well, if it happens, then I'll know that it was really from you. Did you know that faith and the level of faith that God wants you to walk in is to believe him when he gives it to you the first time? And as you increase your faith, which is your belief and your trust and your reliance on God with what he is saying to you, because of your faith, it builds the step for you to walk into that vision that he's actually given you. If you put it away in the closet and just think, well, I'm just going to hope that maybe if it does happen, then I'll believe that it's God. What are you actually walking out on? It's your faith realm that constructs the next step for you to walk on to get you to that vision that God has put into your spirit. Can I encourage you today? Believe God. Trust him. Trust him what he's showing you. Trust the dreams that he's given to you. It lines up with the word of God. You can trust him this morning because what he says to you, what he's showing you is what he wants you to walk in. You know, the thing about chamber is that it's actually the word tamion. It means an inner chamber, a treasury, a store chamber, a secret chamber, a closet. You go into the place where the treasures, the best treasures used to be kept in the innermost chamber. This is intimacy and fellowship with your relationship with God. When you let him draw you away and when you come to him, he takes you into his treasury. He takes you into his store chamber where his secrets are, that those who love my God and obey my commandments, when I draw you away, do you come? It's those that my Father will reveal himself to. You go into that place. It's coming into intimacy with God. It's not found casually. It's not found in the outer parts, but it's found when you put all activities aside and you say, God, as you're drawing me, I'm going to come away with you into the secret place. It's there that God wants to show you the secrets of his treasury and his storehouse, things that you didn't even know existed. He has for you. Song of Solomon 4:7 says, oh, my love, you are altogether beautiful and fair. There is no flaw nor blemish in you. Song of Solomon 4:16 says, you have called me a garden, she said. Oh, I pray that the cold north wind and the soft south wind may blow upon my garden, that its spices may flow out in abundance for you, in whom my soul delights. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat its choicest fruits. John 14, like I've been saying, says the person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves me. When he draws you, do you follow? Who has your attention? Does he have yours? The person who really loves me, whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. I will make myself real. The secret of the life of Jesus was his contact with God. Again and again, he withdrew into a solitary place to meet with his Father. Because of this, because of what he heard, because of what he saw that his Father was showing him, he was able to meet the needs of the people, to reveal the loving kindness and the generosity and the rich supply of his Father, to heal, to deliver, to heal, to feed, to set free. We must keep in contact with Jesus. And we cannot do this unless we take deliberate steps to do this. It will mean arranging life, arranging prayer, arranging silence in such a way that there is never a day that when we give ourselves a chance to forget Him. It's to hear, it's to see, it's to know. It's to do the same thing as Jesus did when He walked this earth. Do you want to see the healed? Do you want to see the brokenhearted set free? Do you want to see those with cancer be absolutely healed? Do you realize that the power of Jesus is inside of you and He's drawing you to come to Him? Will you set aside time to respond? To receive from God. Jesus called us to be His friends and the friends of God. This is a tremendous offer. It means no longer do we need to gaze longingly at a God from afar off. We are not slaves who have no right whatever to enter into the presence of a master. We are not like a crowd who only glimpse of the King in the passing of some state occasion. Jesus gave us this intimacy with God. He is no longer a distant stranger, but He is our closest friend. He called us to be partners. Jesus said, "You are not my slaves. You are my partners. I have told you everything that my God, my Father has told me." Jesus has given us the highest honor of making us partners in His task. So He is, so are we in this world. He has shared our mind with us and opened up His heart to us. And the tremendous choice lay before us is that we can accept or we can refuse partnership with Christ in leading the world to God. "I have chosen you," God says. "I have chosen you to send you out to a world that is hurting, a world that is dying, a world that is need. But let me tell you, I do not send you out alone. I send you with the same Holy Spirit that I had. You have Him without measure, but let Him fill you. If it's not working, if you're not seeing those breakthroughs, if you're not seeing cancer set free, come and let the Holy Spirit draw you out, that He can fill you, that you can understand what God is saying about that person so that you can see that the miracle wants to do. Because God wants to reveal Himself to you. Come away with Him this morning. He has shared His mind with us and opened up His heart to us. He has chosen us to send us out. But to do this, we need the intimacy of His knowledge. We need the intimacy of His sight. God, what do you see? I see cancer, but what do you see? I see brokenheartedness, but my God who loves me and wants to reveal Himself to me, what can you reveal to me? What do you see about disease? What do you see about that person that's cutting their arms? What do you see about that person that isolates themselves? What do you see about mental health? What do you see about bipolar disorder? God, what do you see to a dying and hurting world that you are the answer? I was praying for you early this morning and I said, God, we have access, we have access, we have access, we have access. Let the church know, let them understand that we have so much access in you, to your mind, to your heart. We need intimacy of knowledge. In John 14 it says, "Enter the place where I'm going. You know the way." And Thomas said to Him, "Lord, we don't know where we're going. We don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way?" And that's what happens sometimes. God, we don't know the way. Where are you going? I can't see you. Where are you going? I can't understand what you're saying. And Thomas was saying, "I don't know where it is that you're going. I can't see it clearly." Jesus said to him and says to us, "I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Jesus said to him, "I am the only way to God." Jesus is the only way to God this morning. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He doesn't show you the truth. He is the truth. He doesn't show you the way. He is the way. He is the way to God, your Father, who desperately wants to reveal Himself to you. He takes us by the hand and leads us. He strengthens us and guides us personally every day. He does not tell us about the way. Jesus is the way. And I'll end with this, Jeremiah 31. The Lord appeared to me from ages past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. I continue to draw you to my faithfulness.